Put the iPad down.
Dane's voice booms through the dirt parking lot in the serene woods. Not like he gives a shit. The word conformist is an antonym next to the word Dane. He's dressed in athletic pants and a white t-shirt. I'm not sure the man owns anything other than jeans and workout gear, and his stash of white t-shirts must overfill his drawers. He was my first friend in Climax Cove, and he's a true good-time guy. Hence why, when he's behind the bar he owns, Happy Days, he's in his element.
Why is Uncle Dane so loud?
Lily places her fingers in her ears and shakes her head back and forth. Because he likes to be the center of attention, I say, watching him take the iPad from Toby's hands and toss it in the front seat. Then he proceeds to unbuckle his 8-year-old and hold the door open.
Geez, Dad, I was in the last 2 seconds of the game.
Toby files out of the car and sends a death glare Dane's way.
I asked you 10 times.
Dane slams the car door and Toby secures his backpack and walks through the small space between Dane's Mustang and an SUV.
Hey, Uncle Marcus. Lily.
He keeps his head down, but is polite nonetheless.
At least you haven't lost your manners, Dane says, stepping up onto the curb.
Lily follows Toby down the dirt path toward two guys with Camp Tall Pines t-shirts, who are directing everyone to the path that takes them where they're supposed to be.
Last morning. Dane rubs his temples. Late night closing.
He snaps his fingers and points to me.
What about Dirty Harry?
I stare over at him with an are you kidding me look. Dane's been trying to change his bar name since I met him. It's one of the many things we have in common. Both our fathers left us their business. Difference is, Dane's dad is still alive and is usually saddled to a bar stool Monday through Friday from open to 6 at night, telling Dane how to run the business. I like Happy Days, I say, walking behind Lily and Toby.
I like Happy Days, he repeats, mimicking my tone.
I hit him in the shoulder and he pretends to lose balance.
Want to talk about a morning?
Lily asked about her mom, I say, still trying to figure out how to get that line of questioning out of my daughter's inquisitive mind. I've dodged this bullet for years, and I know this morning isn't the last of the questions to come from her.
Did you tell her that you pray every night she doesn't turn bat crazy like her mom did?
I glance over at Dane and find him smirking. I can't even argue the point. My ex, Lily's mom, has issues. But worse than that is the fact that she effectively abandoned Lily. We stop near the benches of the outside auditorium, and he shoves his hands in his pockets. All the parents and kids are filing into the bleacher-style sitting arrangement. Looking at my watch, I wonder how much longer until I can start my day at the shop.
Garrett!
Dane screams to our other friend, who's perched in the top row closest to the edge, like he can't wait to make his escape. Garrett has an 11-year-old daughter. All his complaining about his adolescent daughter makes me feel like Lily is perfect. But his situation also reminds me that the nightmare of adolescence isn't too far away. Sydney, his daughter, isn't even sitting near him.
What's up, sexy beast? Dane asks, fist-bumping him.
Garrett's blank stare says he's not amused with Dane's new nickname. I bump fists with Garrett and sit down. Lily and Toby sit in front of us, but soon, Toby's friends come by and he's chatting with them.
Mallory!
Lily screeches and a bunch of parents turn their heads in our direction. Mallory and her mom turn around and smile. I give the obligatory wave.
Can I go down there?
Lily's up off her seat now, jumping up and down, braids bouncing around everywhere. I check to see that Mallory's mom is still looking, so I non-verbally ask her, and she waves Lily down.
Stop flirting, Dane says and elbows me.
I'm not sure I've ever met someone as cheerful in the morning as Dane.